Welcome to your daily dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. Today we talk about my voyeuristic tendencies when I have my camera in hand. It's less creepy than it sounds, or at least I hope it is. As usual, Nick helps me to put things in perspective. Then I share a book I'm reading. It's about spirituality and is written by the international celebrity that you would least expect to write a book about spirituality. The cool part is, it's really pretty good and pretty profound. Listen in and check it out. Okay, how do you feel about people that shoot pictures of strangers from a distance and they don't know about it?
For what purpose?
Just to watch their lives and enjoy seeing real human interaction that they don't know is being observed.
So it's kind of artwork, but with a dash of voyeurism?
Well, that's what I feel like. And here's the thing. I have this amazing camera that I can get really close to you when you're really far away from me.
Yeah.
It's a single lens.
I've seen you down the street with the camera.
I know. Well, this thing is really literally is like an 8-inch lens that comes out of this camera. And look, I was at the beach this weekend and I captured what I think are some really delightful vignettes of human life on the beach that I would have never seen, or I would never had the courage to shoot it from really up close, but I'm up on a balcony far enough off that these people aren't thinking about me at all. But seeing a little kid walking into the waves and being nervous, you can see the way she's stopping before she gets to the waves in the water. And then she turns around and she sees her mother and she lights up and she starts running away from the waves. And next thing you know, her mother is in the frame running with her and picking this kid up. And it's like this moment that was like sweet. Yeah. But then I feel like maybe this is wrong.
I don't know. So if you were more of a journal writer and you were to journal that, you're capturing it in a different way, a different format. Is that as creepy?
No, I don't think so. But I wouldn't be seeing it as up close. I wouldn't be. And I am not. I mean, I'm not capturing truly intimate pictures. I can't get that close. But close enough that you would think that I was within a few feet of the people that I'm shooting. I feel sure that if I were there within a few feet of them, that genuineness would not show up because a stranger would be present.
Sure. But you could have just as easily had binoculars, seen that, and then sat down and written about it.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I think if you are just captured, because you're a storyteller, you like to capture stories that way. I think it's fine.
I love to see the stories. Here's the thing. I am on a quest for inspiration. Mm-hmm. I am trying to open myself up to bunch of different avenues. I got 4 books going right now. I'm enjoying all of them, so I'm not stopping. But I do get a little confused at times. You know, it's which one should I pick up? Which one am I more
into? Is he going to get murdered? Oh, no, this is the biography. Oh, is he going to get murdered?
Yeah. I don't know if I have any fiction going right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening to a book by Rainn Wilson, who is most recently famous for playing Dwight on The Office.
Yep.
But also was in series like 6 Feet Under. He played a mortician or an undertaker in 6 Feet Under. But he wrote a book called Soul Boom. Soul Boom, S-O-U-L, Boom. And it's about creating a spiritual revolution in yourself and then creating a spiritual revolution in the world. And it's like these two pieces and parts, and he starts off by talking about his 2 favorite shows from the 70s. One is actually from the 60s, but he, as he puts it, it really only became relevant to us in the 70s. It was Kung Fu and Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Kung Fu was about the individual journey of transformation and then living that truth wherever you go. And Star Trek was, I didn't know this was one of the basic themes of Star Trek, was that humankind was doing really great on Earth, and now we're going to go spread that goodness throughout the universe, explore, find new communities, and show them what we've learned and share. And, you know, and it was like a very positive something. It's very self-idealized. So I thought it was, you know, kind of an interesting frame of reference for this Soul Boom thing. I can't say that it's a book I recommend yet because I'm really only 4 chapters into it, but it's one of the interesting things that I've got piped into my ears. And him reading it, he's just funny.
That would make me want to. I might find it at the library or something.
Yeah, he's got great cadence. He tells a good story.
Yeah. Okay.
Fun. I think you'd like it, and I'm finding it very interesting. And it's kind of one of those things that I'm interested in right now because I'm feeling like ready for something.
Do you feel like he came up with that name on purpose, or that maybe he picked words out of a hat and then had to write the book that most matched that title?
He has another product that is something boom. And I'm not
Cow Boom.
I forget. Like, I should know what this is, but he's created some causes. That doesn't sound like something I would want to eat.
Cow Boom.
I'll 2 Cow Booms and a side of fries, please.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. Soul Boom came out earlier this year, and the full name is Soul Boom: Why We Need a Spiritual Revolution. He also came out with a book back in 2010 called Soul Pancake: Chew on Life's Big Questions. Are they related? That is something we'll find out someday. But first, let me tell you 2 other interesting facts about Rainn Wilson. His full name is Rainn Percival Dietrich Wilson. And it says here he's 57 years old. He doesn't seem 57. He's a very young 57. Is he older than that other guy, Nick Offerman? I gotta look that up now. Have a great day.